Hello, my name is Paulo Dietz. I've been working with sound and brands for more than 15 years, and I've created my own methodology, which is called Sound Thinking. I'm the owner of Be Sound Thinking, a Brazilian company that focuses on creating brand value regardless of the touch points. Our focus is thinking in the context of brand and business, even before thinking about the sound, bringing professionals from other areas into the creative process. This way, we're always open to think about what's best for the job, independently of the media. Currently in branding, we're developing the sound positioning for a large retail chain in Brazil for their store concept. In other words, how to evoke the DNA of the brand and enhance the atmosphere of conception. As we focus on transmedia, the technology matter is crucial. So we have a technology specialist dedicated to bring insights into every project, stimulating uniqueness and innovation. The integration of numerous technologies facilitates an exchange of knowledge and enhances the opportunity to connect in a multifaceted platform. This concept goes beyond the word itself, for I increasingly realize that the integration factor will be a part of everyday life, helping us leverage ideas and improve brand communication congruently in every way. We're participating in a big project for quite some time, which is develop the sound identity of Petrobras. It's a complex job for the brand because the brand itself expands in a lot of different ways for each communication channel. Besides working on the musical and vocal platform, we are doing a solid work of sound education with brand managers. Another project that we're taking part in is the soundscape for a large retail chain, a pioneering project of B that we may soon be disclosing. On the context of audio branding development and trends, I see two opposing points. For one thing, I'm noticing companies unprepared to conceive projects linked to the DNA of the brand. In other words, they are producing more of the same or worse, using the two and the term audio branding equivocally. On the other hand, I see increasingly an integration of other sectors and the concern to develop joint projects congruently with the DNA of the brand to generate greater impact. I see, as always, a promising scenario for those professionals and companies who want to work seriously and in one integrated manner. Berlin brings me precision and vanguard, where the sound is unique and is a mark of the people, a place to enjoy, to be amazed by, and to always go back to. It's a great place to host the ABBA Awards. As I do a lot of research on sound, my interest attending workshops is always about things outside that context that will add parallel knowledge. Issues like behavior, technology, and measuring results are my favorites. I received an email about the Audio Branding Society, and I think it's a great initiative to integrate professionals and companies around the world to enhance the audio branding tool the way we want. I believe that Brazil is an interesting option for hosting the ABBA Awards for the simple matter of educating a market that has not yet really understood how to work the brand sound positioning. I'm an enthusiast and can help with that idea for sure.